Here's some good news, especially if you like nuts. The lifting of U.S. sanctions on Iran might mean American consumers will be able to get Iranian pistachios. I sampled some on my trip to Tehran 2 months ago, even brought back a kilo, and they didn't last very long. Iranian pistachios have a well-deserved reputation as the best in the world. Israelis love them too, but the Iranian kind are not easy to find there or legal to sell in Israel. We sent Daniel Estrin on a Persian nut hunt in Jerusalem.
Machane Yehuda is the main Israeli food market in Jerusalem, and it really is a feast for the eyes. Spices and pastries and halva and fruits and vegetables, all of them piled into small market stalls. This is where you go when you're looking for an exotic ingredient. And it's where I went on the hunt for Iranian pistachios. I walked into the Hamami nut shop in a side alleyway and met co-owner Yaron Hamami. Persian pistachios are the best, he told me. I'm Persian, I know. But it's illegal. There's nothing you can do about it. Hamami belongs to Israel's Iranian Jewish community, and he misses the taste of an Iranian pistachio. It's considered a delicacy. People in Israel go crazy for pistachios. But he says it's against Israeli law to import them from enemy countries. He told me he knows someone who tried to import Iranian pistachios about a year ago, but they were confiscated at Israel's main port. He brought it in through Turkey, Hamami says. He didn't write it was from Iran. They caught him. Here was my big reveal. I told Hamami that last week I spotted his competitor, a nut seller the next alleyway over, advertising a sack of Persian pistachios. You know what Hamami said? Those aren't Persian. They're Greek. You think I was tricked? I asked. Yeah, he says. How do you know whether it's Persian or not? So I decided to go to that nut cellar to get some. There they were, a small sack on the ground at the front. And inside the sack, a small yellow sign in handwritten Hebrew that read, Persian pistachio, special taste. I asked the merchant how he gets his Iranian pistachios, and he quickly ended our conversation. So I bought 200 grams and walked over to a third nut stand, Kahana Nuts. There, a man in the back was stirring trays of watermelon seeds and shoving them in the oven for roasting. I asked a guy at the front if they sold Iranian pistachios. He said, no, it's illegal. So then I told him his neighbor had just sold me some. They can't be Iranian, they're probably Turkish, he said. Then the watermelon seed roaster piped up. His name's Mohammed Shahada. He's Palestinian. Let me see, he said, asking to look in the bag. It only took him a moment before he said, this is Persian. It's not Persian, the Israeli guy said. It's Persian. Persian mixed with some American, the Palestinian roaster said. It's not Persian, the Israeli said again. I've been doing this for 30 years. I know more than they do, the Palestinian said. He said he was willing to bet on it. He proceeded to dump my small bag of pistachios into a red plastic bin. He separated out a few American nuts mixed in. They're bigger and lighter colored and a bit pointier. The Israeli supervisor walked over and peeked, and he said, you know, you may be right. So I called Gil Feiler, an expert in Israeli trade with the Middle East, and he told me Iranian pistachios do make their way to Israel via Turkey. To try to stop this, Israel began imposing a tax on pistachios from Turkey, and importers must prove their nuts are Turkish-sourced. But then I talked to a major Israeli pistachio importer, Vered Musafi, and she insisted that absolutely no Iranian nuts make it into Israel at all, so as not to support the enemy. This was proving to be a hard nut to crack. But I can tell you one thing. The alleged Iranian pistachios I bought were not as tasty and as crunchy as the California ones. Turns out pistachio trees in Iran have been suffering because of a major drought. Maybe these coveted nuts are not what they used to be. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Jerusalem.
You're listening to The World.